This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, yeah. It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Pepsi Plaza at Lincoln Financial Field. We take you all the way up to the Eagles game, which, of course, you can hear on 94 WIP and the free Odyssey app. It's a WIP afternoon show, then the Eagles pregame show, then the birds. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Experience the difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Here is the first question, Ike. How many wins for the Eagles this season? The options are 13-plus, 11-12, 9-10, and 8 and below. What do you think the poll is at?
13-plus. Let's go 58%.
So 13-plus is at 30%.
Okay, so it's not the highest?
No. 11-12% is 65%. 11-12 wins is 65%.
Okay.
People seem to be...
It's a little more reasonable.
Yeah, it's been an interesting offseason and an interesting lead up to the game.
Yeah.
I think I heard Jack mention it yesterday on Fritz at 6. There doesn't seem to be the sort of anxiety that is there that you would have with an opening game.
Uh-huh.
Once the first game gets over, people will to feel like it's Eagles season again.
I mean, they lose this game. We'll see what that looks like tomorrow.
Yes, yes.
You feel me?
Yeah.
We're in a celebratory mood right now.
Yep.
Everybody feels like this is going to be an easy game,
yep.
Which always makes me nervous. So that's another reason why.
It is going to be an easy game.
I'm not in that camp. But everybody feels that way. So it feels like one of these, come down, we're having a party tonight, we're going to lower the banner. And listen, I hope that's what it is. I have no problem with, if I'm wrong, that it's not a closer game than most people anticipated, and it is a double-digit win, it's a blowout. I love it. I would love it. I love that for us as Eagles fans, because quite frankly, a lot of Eagle fans couldn't afford to go down to New Orleans and be a part of the celebration down there.
Yeah, of course.
So this will be the first time they've gotten a chance to see the team since the NFC Championship game, and if it's a festive night against the number one rival, it'd be a great night.
Yep.
It'd be a great night. So I think that's the mindset that everybody has coming down today.
It's
coming
just into celebration.
This game. Yeah.
And
no one really has the angst that you would normally have in the opening game like you normally would.
Well, to your point, the entire offseason, and Shiel Kapadia joins us in about a minute, the entire offseason has felt like I mentioned the Super Bowl-itis thing.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight almost feels like an extension of the Super Bowl celebration.
This is the last. Yeah. This is like the finest. What is it, the icing on the cake?
Yes. Tonight is it. Yeah. Until it's 9-6, Cowboys at halftime.
Yes.
And then it'll wake everyone
up.
Yes.
And I'm guilty of it as well.
Yeah, sure.
I've enjoyed the offseason. I don't have sort of a real... what am I worried about? I could see the glass half full with just about everything.
Right.
That's where I'm at right now, as I should be.
Yes.
But
until George Pickens is
right, if I get
Jackson,
if I get hit in the face, and then it's something different, then it's a wake-up call. But, yeah, I think when you're asked the sort of feeling surrounding the game, I think that's why it's there. And most people on the outside aren't questioning the team. A lot of people are picking the Eagles.
Yep.
to be back in the Super Bowl against one of the other teams or even winning another Super Bowl. So, yeah, we almost do better when there's somebody out there doubting us. That's why I think Jalen is the key, because he's the one that has that does have the doubt.
The established.
Yeah, so he doesn't. Yeah. He's not going to feel complacent. Like, he's not accepting.
He shouldn't.
He's not accepting pats on the back and all of that type of stuff.
215-592-9494.
Like Fritz would be.
Yes, it is on the record Thursday. Speaking of Fritz, coming up later, we do have a big announcement in the Fritz versus the camera thing. But joining us now, the one and only, will be joining us every week once again on the show from The Ringer, Sheil Kapadia. Sheil, welcome back.
Year number 9, I think. I mean, I say this every year, but one of the longest relationships in my life, I think. So good to be back with you guys.
Where do we rank, like, with your marriage? And you said
kids,
longest relationship. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Are we top three?
You're under marriage. You're under both daughters. But barely. So I think probably.
Okay,
and
see?
Then the parents. So it depends how far back you were. Maybe your top 10. How about that?
There we go. Top 10. We'll
there you go.
That.
So let me ask you this, Sheil. You can go in for the Philadelphia Eagles and pick out things that you're worried about, right? You can say CB2 and safety and edge. Are any of the issues that you look at the Eagles right now, do any of them qualify as over, hey, that's a luxury problem? You know, we talk about our own team so much, we don't think about the other teams. You have a good perspective on the rest of the league. So is there anything specifically that you think might rise above that?
Yeah, I think all the problems we talk about are kind of first world problems if you compare them to the other 31 teams. I mean, you go through a lot of these rosters, even for contending teams, and you can pick out a lot more flaws than you can with the Eagles roster. Now, that doesn't mean we should just say everything's going to be great and they're going to be fine, because there is a chance that cornerback 2 is something we're talking about all season long, or that safety is something we're talking about all season long. But, I mean, nobody has a perfect roster. And I think probably, you know, last year as the season went on, you figured, okay, this is the best roster in the NFL. We didn't feel that way, I don't think, going into the season. So, yeah, I do think, you know, whether you want to call them champagne problems or first world problems, I do think that is valid with this Eagles team.
Wow, champagne problem.
Yeah.
I like that.
Well, when you're a champion,
yeah,
every problem is a champagne problem, yeah, right? So let me ask you this. Of those things, what is the one that I say that the things are probably edge, safety, cornerback too. Which is the one that you think might end up being the biggest one?
I think it's cornerback too, because I think they had a plan going into the summer, or they had a hope going into the summer, that Kelee Ringo was kind of grab this job. He's been in the building. We know him. And that didn't happen. And then plan B was Adoree Jackson. And then plan C was trading for Ja'Cory and Bennett. So I don't think they have an answer there. And while there are things you can do from a coverage standpoint to help out a cornerback, like, you can't do them on every down. You know, at some point, that guy's going to have to cover somebody, and you're going to see how much they're being picked on. And so that's one where I think there's kind of a domino effect. You know, if you look at the Eagles last year, I really felt like their coverage in the back end was so good that it helped the pass rush a great deal. It wasn't the other way around. And so I do look at that and say, you know, you mentioned edge. Well, if the coverage isn't as good and the opposing quarterback's able to get rid of the football, now all of a sudden the pass rush isn't going to be as good. So that's probably the one I have kind of my eyes on both tonight and throughout the early part of the season for sure.
I'll be interested to see how they use Jahad Campbell tonight, right? I mean, he is somewhat of an unknown weapon over there. We know Vic, he certainly puts a value into those off-ball linebackers, and we saw Zach Baum was used multiple ways last year. I'm thinking Jahad has that athletic ability that you can move him around. Do you think we see anything unique with the rookie out there tonight?
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, to your point, Ike, I mean, one Zach Baum was great last year. If you can get two Zach Baums, if that's what Jahad Campbell looks like, I mean, covering right. The middle of the field, the length, and I think the other thing Fangio likes to do is he's not, you know, a big blitzer in terms of, hey, send six guys after the quarterback, but he does like to say, we're going to send four guys, but you don't know which four guys are coming, and we might drop out a Nolan Smith and rush a Jahad Campbell. And you look at that Cowboys offensive line, they have issues at offensive tackle. I mean, their left tackle's coming off an injury and a rocky rookie season. And then their right tackle has been okay, but is not a great player either. They've got a rookie starting at right guard. So I do think there are things you can do to confuse those guys up front. And, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if Jahad Campbell gets called on to maybe get after the quarterback early in the game, and maybe he hits Dak Prescott and sends that crowd into a frenzy. So, yeah, I can't wait to watch him play next to Zach Bond tonight.
Sheil Kapadia of The Ringer joining us on the WIP Afternoon Show. Before we move over to the offense, here's a question I gave the guys yesterday, and I would like to know what you think. What do you think has a better chance of happening with the Eagles' defense this year? They are ranked 1 through 3, or they are ranked 10 through 12?
I have 1 through 3. And that
Wow.
Maybe, yeah, maybe. I did my defensive projections for The Ringer, where I rank every defense in the NFL, and I actually had them third. Again, I'm not saying it's going to be perfect. There could be some bumps in the road, but let's look at this. They have four potential All-Pros on this defense, in my opinion. Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper DeJean, Zach Bond, and Jalen Carter. They have maybe the best defensive coordinator in the NFL. They've got a lot of young players, and young players tend to improve more than guys who are in their 30s. So I don't think it's going to be a big drop-off. I mean, it very well could land somewhere in between those two. Maybe it's 6, 7, 8, something like that. But to answer your question, I would be surprised. If this defense dropped out of the top 10, maybe I'll be wrong, but that would really surprise me given the level of talent and the coaching.
So, Sheil, over to the offense. We spent, and I know you were part of this conversation as well, most of last season going, well, they're going to have to eventually throw the ball more to win. They're eventually going to have to throw the ball more to win. And they did what they did all the way through the Super Bowl and won the Super Bowl. So then we have an offseason where we're looking at this year and we're like, well, next year they're going to have to throw the ball more, right? So what are the odds that they don't? Like, they didn't beat anybody with trickery or scheme, really, last year. They beat them because the offensive line is better and Saquon is better. So what do you think the odds are that we see any significant change in them as an offense this year compared to last year?
Yeah, I think they're going to try to do a lot of the same things they did last year. And I think tonight they're going to be able to do that against this Cowboys defense that is very vulnerable against the run. So I think tonight it might look a lot like last year. I do think there's a chance that at times this season or a stretch this season, they're trying to run the ball and maybe the defenses are doing different things. Now, defenses tried things against them last year, so I'm even hesitant to say that, hey, defense has got a year of film against them. I mean, to your point, Spike, sometimes you have a great offensive line and you have one of the best backs we've seen in recent memory, and it kind of doesn't matter. So I think there will be stretches this season where maybe we're having that conversation saying, hey, they're going to have to throw the football a little bit more. Not a lot. I don't think it's going to be significant where they're going to be among the league leaders or anything like that. But even if you go back to 2022, now that was pre-Saquon, but you still leaned on the run game. They threw it a little bit more on early downs. They had more RPOs where they said, hey, we don't want to run into bad looks and we're going to throw the football a little bit. So I think some of that could seep in, but I still think the identity will be the run game, the O-line, and Saquon Barkley.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you look at the rest of the NFC, who is the best team in the NFC that isn't the Eagles?
I do think it's the Packers, and I think that I had them in the mix before the Micah Parsons trade. I might not have answered it so quickly before the Micah Parsons trade, but you know, they're always in the mix with Matt LaFleur. They win double-digit games almost every year. They haven't gotten over the hump, and now they add an impact pass rusher. So I think I would go with the Packers. I think the 49ers have a chance to bounce back from who they were last year, and I probably wouldn't count out Detroit, even though they've got a lot of change that this offseason. So that one could go either way, but I think those are probably the teams that are atop the list if you're looking at, hey, if the Eagles don't make it to the Super Bowl, what team is going to make it?
You know, I've heard you mention the Niners thing, and I thought the same thing, but I've got some friends who are big Niners fans, and they are all very, very, very pessimistic. And sometimes, like, the local fans know better than everybody else does, and there's something weird about how negative I think Niners fans are going into this year. I originally thought what you thought, but offensively, like, beyond, they're counting on Ricky Pearsall to be their number one receiver at this point.
He'll be nice, though.
He'll be good, yeah. But, you know, that's a
it's a lot.
It's a lot to replace. Yeah.
Yeah,
it is, and it's a little, you know, it's a little bit like our Phillies conversation, right? Where sometimes there's fatigue
when a team
has gotten that close, you know. When,
yep.
And you're saying,
watch
are they going to do? And no, I'm saying the local fan base is like, if you look at the odds, you know, the odds are higher on the Phillies than the local fan base is probably now that they can win the World Series. So I think there's probably something to that, but they do have the easiest schedule in the NFL. They've got a lot of questions defensively, but I kind of trust that they're going to figure out things offensively, where at least they're going to be a competitive team. Maybe they won't be the contender that I think they're going to be.
All right, Shiel. So it's on the record Thursday. You're going to have to go on the record with two separate things here. The first thing that you're going to have to go on the record with is Eagles record and where they end up in the playoffs. And then for your very first game prediction, we will ask you to go on the record for Eagles versus Cowboys. So first, season prediction wins and where they end up in the playoffs.
All right, season prediction wins. I've got the Eagles at 12-5. I think they're going to be a very good team. I think they're going to be among the best teams in the NFC. I know they have questions that maybe they didn't have last year defensively, but, man, you look at the roster top to bottom, unless they get decimated by injuries, I still think they're better than the other teams in the NFC. So I got them 12-5. I got them coming out of the NFC.
Wow.
Going to the Super Bowl for the third time in 4 years. However, I do think this is the year where one of those quarterbacks in the AFC that hasn't gotten over the hump, Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson, and I've got Josh Allen and the Bills. Eagles, Bills in the Super Bowl. Eagles lose in the Super Bowl, but they get there for the third time in 4 years. I don't know if that gets me booze or cheers or what.
Well, not on this
probably
show.
Booze.
It gets you booze.
He's got him going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, if you don't get him there, have him win it.
Well, I don't know.
Break my heart in a title game then.
Facing a real elite QB. We'll see what happens. Well, I guess he's faced one last year.
Yeah.
And Shiel, your prediction for tonight's game. And this is a difficult one, we know, because we haven't seen anybody play yet. But, you know, but we got to make the predictions nonetheless.
I mean, for the first time in 9 years, can we get Jack to maybe, you know, track my record? For, is that asking him to do
too
much work?
Okay, yeah. Asking you to do too much. Nice. Shiel wants his record recorded.
Yeah, I would like that, you know. But got the...
I'll take it into consideration.
Yeah, I'll check in with you next week. We'll see if you got my first pick. But I like the Eagles tonight big. I mean, maybe it's too obvious, but I feel like the morale is down in Dallas. The talent is not great defensively in Dallas. I don't like the coaching. And so I think it could get a little, maybe some of the hairy defensive moments in the first half when you're breaking in the new secondary. But I think the Eagles are going to be able to run the football. I think it's going to be a party down there with the banner, the excitement, the defending Super Bowl champs. I've got Eagles 31, Cowboys 17 in this football game.
So when you say record, we are doing against the spread, right? Not just who wins.
Yeah, come on, we're grown-ups here. Yeah,
we're spreadsmen.
So it's 8.5 for now, right?
I believe it's 8.5.
I got them covering. Yep, I got them covering tonight.
And Shiel, the more important game, Phillips Brewers, 4 o'clock. What's your prediction on that?
Hey, what do you think I'm going to be doing when I get off the phone with you? Yeah, let's get one. Let's get 2 out of 3 against Milwaukee, and let's keep going towards the playoffs. Let's see what happens here for the Phillies after the Wheeler injury. That's where I'm at. Let's see what happens.
All right, Shield. Shield Kapadia of The Ringer NFL Show. Looking forward to talking to you all year, Shield, and keeping track of your picks.
Maybe.
As well.
All right, guys.
Maybe.
Talk to you next
time.
All right,
brother.
Take care.
All right, there he is, Shield Kapadia. Shield pretty optimistic.
Yeah.
12-6, or 12-5, rather, and going to the Super Bowl again is an optimistic thing. I have seen, looking through all the national experts, a lot of people do have one of those AFC quarterbacks breaking through this year.
Yeah.
People, you know.
They feel like it's their turn.
Yeah, yeah. And no one, it's funny, Burrow might be the best quarterback of the three, probably is, but there's very few people picking them because of the issues they have offensive line-wise and defensively. Mm-hmm. So it just ends up being, is somebody going to pick Lamar Jackson or Josh Allen? You know, and that's what people are doing. It seems like nationally they are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, listen, people are tired of picking the Chiefs. I you almost have buried the Chiefs as if they don't exist anymore. That's dangerous.
Yep.
Yeah. But also people want to pick somebody different.
Yes.
They want to pick somebody different. Here's what I'll say. Last time the Eagles played the Bills or the Ravens, the Eagles won both.
They did.
They did.
They did. And they play the Bills this year. They do not play the Ravens.
Yep.
That is going to be a big game, by the way.
Yep, they'll be up in Buffalo.
That is in December.
That'll be pretty cold, yeah.
Yep, in December in Buffalo.
Devontae won't like that game.
No.
No, he won't.
Having a show trip.
No.
To Buffalo?
No.
That'd be kind of fun.
No.
No.
I'm so okay.
That's a no. 215-592-9494. Israel in Southwest Philly. Izzy, you're on WIP. What's up, man?
What's up, fellas? What's happening? Go
Birds! Go Birds! You ready to go on the record, Israel? You know how many games they play?
We're 0-2.
Yeah.
Do I know how many games?
We're
going 13-4.
There you go.
There we go.
Yes.
All right.
I'm gonna say this. A lot of people probably won't like it, but due to the fact that Troy not being here, I got us getting swept by them Redskins.
Really?
Yeah,
you have us losing both
of
the Commanders games.
What a hater.
Yeah,
wow.
And we lose to Denver. Those are the only games we lose.
Okay, well, that's only three losses. So the math was good.
It was good, but yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't really have losses mapped out.
The math is good, but I still stick with my math. Now I still stick with that 13-4.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you gotta find another loss in there, though.
Find it right now.
Yeah.
Oh, so find it right. You want me to find it right now? Then
right now.
Yeah, right now. We'll wait. Maybe at Green Bay. The Tush Push game.
Yeah, we play Minnesota this year.
We do play Minnesota in Minnesota.
You play Minnesota. I'll see Minnesota.
Okay.
All right,
there we go.
Thank you.
There it is. There it is.
Way to go on the record.
And then in the playoffs, what do you say, Izzy?
In the playoffs, I got us losing in the championship. We don't go to the Super Bowl.
Huh?
Losing in the Super Bowl or the championship?
No, the NFC championship. We don't go to the Super Bowl.
Okay. No. Do we win?
What a deflating call.
Yeah, I'm not letting this go. Are they winning the NFC championship game or losing it?
No, they're losing. They don't go to the Super Bowl.
Okay. And who are they losing to?
Who they losing to? Oh, man, I don't want to say this because I really want revenge on this guy, Ty Bowles, but I think they lose the Bowles.
Yeah, you
Tampa?
Go. Tampa.
People are a little tampered up this year.
They are. They are.
Reason.
Thank you for the call,
Izzy. Good reason.
Yeah, I mean, offense was good last year. Defense always good with Todd Bowles. We will see them early again, unfortunately. We play them. Do we just play them week four every year? Is that
It's usually Kirk Cousins week two.
Yeah,
they seem to do that every year on a primetime game, and that Bucs game is week four.
Yeah.
Yep, and it was week four last year.
I think so.
Was it not? Yeah. And that was not a great game last year.
And the Swifts game, I think, was week four.
Well, the last few games we've gone down there hasn't been.
Not been great.
Yeah,
no. Not been great.
They won in 23.
They did, right on a Monday night?
They did.
Yeah.
So we lost two regular season games, one playoff game?
Yep.
There
Since
we go.
Then.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, 215-592-9494. On the record Thursday, as we take you up to Eagles Cowboys.
It's actually two playoff games if you count the drubbing at the 21 season.
Yes. All right. So two playoff games, two regular season games. Yeah.
Four out of five times down there.
Todd Bowles definitely has their number. Was it wasn't Baker in that first playoff game?
That was Tom.
Tom Brady.
Yeah, right. 215-592-9494. On the record Thursday, we want to know your Eagles prediction, record for the season, where they go in the playoffs. It is a big show, as it always is. Coming up at 3:30, Mike Mayock joins us. Coming up next, the Tornado Shapiro game day forecast. This is the first Eagles forecast of the year for Tornado. There is some. Now, I was looking. I know he is our official meteorologist, but I was looking at the weather earlier. It does look like there's a chance of some rain.
Yeah.
So we'll see where Tornado has it.
Well, as a homeowner, kind of need some rain.
Do we do for the lawn?
Yeah.
You got to get yourself a sprinkler, buddy.
Yeah. One thing at a time.
Yeah.
Right. Let us cook, all right?
Ask your mom to get you a sprinkler.
My dad had to drop off a blower the other
there
day.
You go. There you go.
Wow.
Leaf blower.
A leaf blower, yeah. Take it down a notch.
This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.